You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Henday built. Shocker, looks like Skinner is going to get the start tomorrow night.
Hey, yep, fans have been clamoring for it. People have wanted it, so the people are going to get what they want. Yeah, I mean, listen, I we talked to Tippett about it today, his reasoning. I mean, it's, Skinner's played some games recently and played well in his three starts that he played recently. So right there, obviously Koskinen has struggled. Let's see what he can do. I think the opportunity's there for him to play more regularly. And if he can put some good performances out there, it's just what the doctor ordered for this team. So, yeah, I think it's a real good opportunity for Skinner to try and grab hold of something here.
And the Oilers, after watching the Sens-Flames game last night, definitely can't take the Sens lightly. Matt Murray actually looked like an NHL goalie again. He looked pretty solid last night. And Nick Paul, two goals, and they get a big win. And that was only their second game since December 18th, in fact. So it's not like, they're a super fresh team. And Leon Draisaitl talked about it today. They haven't played a game, the Oilers, in 10 days. But the Senators hadn't played since New Year's Day and looked pretty good last night. So, sure they've had a time off, but the Edmonton just doesn't have time for excuses. They got to get a win.
Yeah. No, it's funny. The sense of urgency, I don't know if maybe the break has taken the wind out of some of the sense of urgency a little bit here. But they're still in just an absolutely dire, desperate scenario here. They haven't won nearly enough games. They haven't been playing games. They haven't been keeping pace in the standings. They got to get themselves on track, man. I know they weren't as good as their record said before, but they are not supposed to be this bad a team. And I don't think that they are, but they got to get playing games to start digging out of this. And, that's 13 games that this has been going on, over a month where there's been just significant issues in their game that needs to get sorted out. You start with goaltending, the power play, as you were asking about today, needing more of a jump start. Their 5-on-5 play. It's just, there's a lot going on with this group, and they just got to get playing games to try and fix it.
Dave Tippett said, hey, don't read anything into it. It's one game. We're just trying to go through what we have due to COVID. Obviously, they only had 11 forwards on the ice today. They were hoping that Fogel or Benson, one of them, would test out of the protocols. They haven't yet. Slater Cuckoo, they thought would be on yesterday or today, hasn't been there. So it looks like Lagesson and Bouchard. Do you think he's going to go with Barry and Keith and CeCe and Nurse, which they've done for the last 2 days of practice?
Yeah, well, I don't think you'd do that at practice if you're not planning on giving it a look. I mean, why would you? Because those guys have all been available, haven't they? So why would
you? Yeah, those four have all been out.
Right. So why would you go with a configuration for 2 days just randomly at practice and then all of a sudden flip-flop it back? I think it might be something they want to see. I don't think you would just muck around at practice and then switch it all back again as soon as the game starts. So, yeah, I think that they probably will. And, I think Duncan Keith have been giving them some decent games recently. I know there'll be lots of people that want to argue that or debate that. But, in reference to the other D-men on the team, I feel like he'd been playing not bad lately. Mix it up a little bit. I mean, I don't think you can just, because you had a break, I don't think you can just come back and say, just going to go back to everything exactly the same as it was before. I mean, you're still looking for solutions, and you're still looking to coach them up a little bit. So why would you come back with all the same configuration?
Yeah, no, it was interesting. Duncan Keith has been the Oilers' best defenseman for the last month. Eye test, analytics test, anything you want to look at. He's been their best defenseman. And, they need other guys to get their game up and going here. And we'll see if they can get some continuity on the blue line. They obviously used 11 defensemen over a span of 13 games, which is hard for continuity, especially when I think it was three or four of those games was out three of their top four defensemen. So we'll see if they can get back defensively a little bit. But Keith, after a slow start, I thought he really picked it up the last month. And so if the other guys can catch up, then maybe their defense can start going in the right direction.
Yeah, no, I agree. you know, the blue liners, we know there's been lots of injuries and there's been a lack of continuity back there. Guys coming and going from the lineup. COVID was a, you know, COVID and injuries. I mean, it just, it's been a rough go back there. And stability is lacking in so many ways for this team right now. You know, stability in net has been lacking. Stability in personnel has been lacking. Stability in their confidence in their game has been lacking. You know, they're not stable to start games. They come out and they're unstable. It's been like they're just triaging their game through like a month and a half. And that just can't continue. They have to find something reliable in their game that they can depend on night in, night out to start building out from. Because right now there's just so many areas, you know, if it's not the goaltending, it's the start by the group. If it's not the start by the group, it's the missed opportunities on the power play or a night with the penalty. It's just like all these little holes popping up, and good teams take care of most of these things most of the time. There'll be an element or two of their game that they're maybe working on, and it's just there's springing leaks in a bunch of different areas, and there's reasons for it, but it's got to stop. They need stability in their game and in their confidence.
Ryan Ershock from TSN joins us. Yeah, 100%. And they need more guys to finish offensively too. That to me, like you look at, you know, lots of games they've been out shooting. Like it's funny, the Oilers shots for in this 13 game skid, they're 12th best in the NHL, and their shots against, they're 13th best. They haven't been given that much, but they don't score, and their goals to shot ratio is terrible, and their goals for to shot ratio is terrible. So they got to find a way to tighten up defensively, and they got to find a way to score a little bit more offensively.
Wouldn't it be something if you come back from this break and, you know, Ryan McLeod, you know, had a week and a half to just watch that highlight. And I'm not saying that he would, but he comes back absolutely set in his mind to shoot that puck as much as he can. And Kyle Yamamoto does the same thing. And Puljujarvi does the same thing. And, you know, Fogel, if he's good to go, does the same thing. And they can come back with a little bit more of a shooting mentality as a group. Just start shooting the puck as a group, and through the secondary scorers, just keep doing that. Have that mentality, because it's going to be through volume. You're going to catch your breaks the more you get there. And there's a few players that are on the ice in key moments that just need to start thinking that way a little bit more.
Did you see the trade that the Elks made today as they're turning back the clock as they bring in import offensive lineman Tony Washington for D lineman Mike Moore? And Washington's 35 years of age. What do you make of this deal?
Yeah, I just saw it. I haven't had a chance to really dig into it. That is turning back the clock a little bit, isn't it? 35 years old. You know, he's been a good player. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see the construction of this group under the new guy in charge. Like, what is he looking for? What common denominator, what quality is he looking for in guys? And does this push them more in that direction? You know, I'm not sure. Like, what do you make of it? What do you think it signals from Chris Jones?
Well, it clearly shows that they didn't like their offensive line from last year. Because like Mike Moore is now, he didn't have a very good year last year, right?
Yeah.
It's a little surprising to me. I'd have to look at the contract numbers as the other fact. Like maybe Moore had a higher contract than I was aware of, but on the surface, it's a little surprising because Washington's just been banged up the last years, right? And he plays a very physical position. So
he's a monster.
That's
too.
My concern.
Isn't he
clear,
like six? Isn't he like six,
huge.
Six or something?
Oh, no. I think Washington's even bigger than that. I think he's like, he might be like 6'9 even, or 6'7. For sure he's 6'7, maybe 6'8. But
there he is, 6'7, 6'20.
Yeah, no, there's a big dude. And, you know, obviously it shows to me that they're not happy with their tackles at the end of the day, right? And so you're getting rid of a D lineman, and we'll see how it pans out from there. But That kind of, you know, surprised me a little bit that, you know, that was the first deal. But I think you're going to see a lot of change on this roster. I'm going to start counting the names of players. I won't be surprised if you see 35 new faces on the Elks this year.
That's a big number. I'm not saying I disagree with
you. I won't be surprised
at
all.
That's a big number. Like, what would the average turnover be year to year for most teams? Like,
wow. Look at Winnipeg. They barely had any, right?
Yeah.
And 35, maybe. And that's including practice roster guys. So that's probably a little expanded. So out of starters, I would say if I look at special teams, you know, you look at the rosters, 45. Honestly, I'm going to say 30 to 35. Realistically, I think there'll be that many new faces.
Holy smokes. Well, that's a lot of work they got to get done. But I guess, you know, they want to turn it around quickly, but at the same time, you know, Chris Jones is going to take a little bit of time here to build this thing in the image that he wants. There will be no lack of aggression on his part. We know that. He's not really going to worry too much about the way things look or what other people think. He's got the power to just do whatever he wants to do here. So he's not going to worry about optics or about, he's just going to do what he feels he needs to do. And maybe we're seeing an early indication of that. Like, you know, you bring in a guy that has this level of experience that's that big, despite some of the wrinkles and the injuries and stuff, you're saying, hey, this is what I want. This is the type of player I want. And even if it's not the perfect fit, we're doing this. And, you know, who's there to argue with him right now? Who's there to say, are you sure? Like, nobody.
Yeah, no, it's true. Shauger, have yourself a good weekend, and we will see the Oilers back in action tomorrow. First home game in a month for the Edmonton Oilers. Last time they were home, they defeated the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah, have a good one.
Have a good one, too.